Thursday, 26 May 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you're tuned to the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church, located in Newbern, North Carolina. We are grateful for the privilege to come to you by means of Christian radio. If you have time, turn with us to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We ask you to please do so. We're looking at the great truth of that which is above even the best gifts. It's a more excellent way. We're looking at that which the Apostle Peter, when teaching us how to go through tribulation and suffering and so forth, he says, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Peter identifies the love of God as above all things. Paul identifies it as a more excellent way. Father, we thank thee for thy precious word. We thank thee for thy love. Indeed, it is above all things, and thy love is indeed a more excellent way. And for this we thank thee in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have been looking now at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 for some time, and on the last broadcast, we were looking at this great truth concerning that which is perfect and what it is and when it is come. We'll go back to verse 8. Charity or love never faileth, but where there be prophecies, they shall fail. Where there be tongues, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Here we have a gold mine of information, do we not? Sure, there would come a time when the prophecies would be fulfilled, and yet there are some yet to be fulfilled, but we don't need new prophecies. We need illumination by the Holy Spirit of God to understand what God has given us, to appreciate the prophecies that have been fulfilled and those that will be. We are indeed to proclaim the word to every tribe and nation. Certainly, the tongues and languages, they would cease. Prophecies would be completed. They would be needed no more. We would not need extra knowledge. We have the complete revelation of God. We do not need that concerning spiritual knowledge. We do not need that which is beyond and above or new to the precious word of God. All of that has vanished away. For Paul said, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. The Old Testament had been completed. The New Testament was being written. And by the grace of God, now you and I have the wonderful privilege to have in our hands and in our hearts and in our minds the complete revelation of God's precious word. Now, in verse 10, but when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. Now, what is he referring to here? He's speaking about, I believe, the Old Testament dispensation. That is concerning maturity as a believer. The Old Testament would be the childhood, and the New Testament would bring us to maturity. You see, the whole Bible is God's Word from Genesis through Revelation. It is all the precious Word of God. Do you know that the church is not seen in the Old Testament? Oh, I know there's prophecies that you can apply to it, but the church was a mystery hidden from before the foundation of the world, dear friend. And the folks in the Old Testament, well, that's all they had. They did not understand the church age. They did not understand this age we call the age of grace. And let me say this, though, that as we read in the Gospel of John, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Yet God has demonstrated his grace ever since he put man on the face of the earth. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God be praised for his amazing and wonderful grace. But he said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child. I believe that primarily refers to the Old Testament dispensation, but it also can apply to us and our spiritual lives as well. Do you know when we get saved, we are not a mature Christian? We're babes in Christ, and we are taught that we should grow in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We should desire the sincere milk of the Word, that we may grow thereby. Even our Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, He is Emmanuel. The name Emmanuel means God with us. Yet He came and was born of the Virgin Mary. And listen to what is said about the Lord Jesus Christ Himself as far as growth is concerned. Now, He was not growing into deity. He is, was, and always shall be God. But He humbled Himself and made Himself a little lower than the angels that He might suffer death for us. And He came as a babe and grew up. And in Luke chapter 2 and verses 51 and 52, and He went down with them, that is, the Lord Jesus went down with Mary and Joseph and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But His mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. How about that? And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man, mentally, physically, socially, and spiritually. We see the growth in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if that's true with Him, certainly that's true with us. Again, when God saves us, we do not start out as mature people in Christ. You might find a child that gets saved and grows much in the Lord, and they may be leap years ahead spiritually of someone who's gotten saved later in life, and they have not done much spiritual growing. And so, dear friend, when I was a child, He said, I spake as a child, I understood as a child. That is true. We know that childhood has its framework for thinking. And yet He said, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. And I'm so glad that though in the Old Testament, the church age was not understood, the mystery that was kept hidden from before the foundation of the world was not understood until the New Testament dispensation. But God be praised that He did reveal His marvelous grace. He did reveal the church. Hallelujah. He has revealed it. And now by His grace, we can grow out of childhood and we can grow into spiritual maturity and we can put away childish things. When I was a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Hey, think about this from our childhood, those of us who are grown, especially those of us who are older. How about, do we think different now than we did when we were a child? Man, you say, certainly we do, preacher. Sure we do. Man, when I was a child, I had all these ideas and what have you. I remember one day, I'll just tell you this quickly. One day when I was a student, Bob Jones and my son Billy was just a little boy. He came in, he was terrified. He told me there was a tiger out there, T-I-G-E-R, a tiger out there. Well, we lived in Trailer Park, across the road from Bob Jones University, and he was terrified. I took him out there, and he showed me what he thought was a tiger. He was looking down the little walk between our trailers that we had out there. There was a yellow house down there behind some shrubs, some little bushes. The wind was blowing the bushes. They were moving. He saw that yellow, and in his mind, he was absolutely sure that was a tiger. I took him by the hand, and we walked down, and I showed him that that was not a tiger. In his mind, it was. I mean, he was just terrified. He thought there was a real tiger right there. Now, how many times have we been that way in our life as children? And by the way, we can be that way in our spiritual life of development as well. Babes in Christ do not think like mature people do. And I'm not speaking about maturity in the sense of some kind of false pride. I'm just speaking about the fact that we do, by the grace of God, we can and we do grow up. And by the way, we never stop growing. There's always room for spiritual growth. And God help us to keep on keeping on and to feed upon the precious Word of God, the milk and the meat of His Word, and to grow in grace and knowledge until Jesus comes. Father, thank You for Your precious Word, the entrance of it giveth light. I thank You for our spiritual childhood, and thank You that we can grow into maturity. Help us to be faithful to Thee, and Lord, to grow in the nurture and admonition of Thee. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of His blessing. I trust you're spending time in His Word today and in prayer. Please join us next broadcast if you can.